share with the world.
You don't need it.
Chevra, what I wanna continue. We started this morning, and the Lashon Hara Shiur for the last week, and Musar is going to be completely this. We call it Musar, the name of the Shiur. We're going to completely Bli Neder the last week, focus primarily. I shouldn't say that completely, but primarily on Inyanei Pesach. And I think all of us have to start gearing up, have to start focusing in a serious way on the Chag of Pesach. I want to talk about Inyanei Pesach through the Seder, through analyzing the Seder, thinking about the Seder. This morning we were talking about the structure of the Seder. There's many Derabbanans, Deraisas, Minhagim. I'd like to sort out what's a menag, what's a derabbanan, what's a deraisa. We were talking about the mitzvah derabbanan of dalet kaisis. This chi of derabbanan to have 4 cups of wine. The dalet kaisis, I'm not going to go everything we learned this morning. I want to get into a topic. The 4 kaisis are very much almost set the structure of the night. 4 big mitzvahs of the night, the Rabbanan said to do ala kais. There's something called Kiddush that we do every Shabbos and Yontif. The Rabbanan said to do it ala kais. Now, the Rabbanan said every Friday night, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you say good Shabbos, according to many, many Paiskim, saying good Shabbos is a kiyum of a d'oraisa. We've discussed in Yeshiva the Shla Kaddish not to say good night on Shabbos. Good night is for sure not to say on Shabbos, but instead, if you say good Shabbos, you're being mekayim midaraisa of zarchas yayim Shabbos lekadshay. Now, to do kiddush midaraisa doesn't need yayin. The Rabbanan said that you should do your mitzvah of kiddush ala yayin. That's midarabbanan. Midaraisa is an inyan of kiddush. Midarabbanan, you're supposed to do kiddush ala yayin. At the Seder Avla, we have a mitzvah to do Kiddush ala Yayin, and we have a mitzvah of Kais. Is it the same as every Friday night and every Yontiv? It might be. There's a Taisvist, there's a Reb Chaim. I don't want to go right now into the whole Arichos. Suffice to say that every Friday night, Avi, who makes Kiddush in your home? Dad. Do you have a Kais in your hand? No. Lela Seder, true. Lela Seder, what happens? You all have a Kais. Why? Perhaps that's part of Dalet Kaisis. You're supposed to have a Kais and drink a Kais yourself. In Kiddush, even if you don't drink your Yaitzah, of course you're supposed to be Tom from the Kais of Kiddush. You're supposed to taste. But even theoretically, you don't taste your Yaitzah. The Dalet Kaisis, you're supposed to drink Dalet Kaisis. So everybody has a Kais in front of them. So the first Kais at the Seder is Kiddush. The next Kais is with the mitzvah of Haggadah. That's Kais number 2. Is with the mitzvah of Haggadah. I'd like to speak a few minutes now about Haggadah. At the end of our mitzvah of Haggadah of Kais 2, we make a bracha on the matzah and we make a bracha on the mar. We actually end that segment with a bracha on the matzah, a bracha on the marer. We actually have matzah and marer. It is not a coincidence that the Haggadah so connects to... You could have done the mitzvah of matzah at a different point in your Seder, but you're actually... Matzah is called Lechem Oini. And the Gemara has 2 pshatim in Lechem Oini, and 1 pshat in the Gemara, it's Lechem She'oinim all of Dvarim Harbi, that you're supposed to say everything with the matzah in front of you. So we purposely leave the matzah open while we do the Haggadah, a kiyum of the pasuk in the Torah that calls matzah lechem oini, which means the lechem she'oinim all of dvarim harbi, that we say a lot of things. And then at the end of the Haggadah, we make a bracha alachilas matzah. Now, what we're going to do you're going to do at your Seder, you're going to have matzah alone and make a bracha al achilas matzah. Then you're going to make a bracha al achilas marr and have marr alone. And then you're going to make a sandwich of matzah and marr together. Now, the best thing, don't correct your parents. Do not correct your parents because it's not worthy of a macha. But I'm asking you to do the right thing and don't talk. From your bracha on the matzah till after your sandwich, don't talk. Now, if you're asking, could you please pass me something that's not a hefsek, you could talk. Don't talk anything else. Now, people at your Seder might be chattering and schmoozing. Don't make a macha. It's not your job. It's certain things. You have to be meicha. This, you don't have to be meicha. I'm talking about what's best. What's best is from when you wash for the matzah until you do kairach, not to talk. So that just includes three things. Matzah, marah, then kairach. If you're feeling bad for yourself that you can't talk for that amount of time, understand there's a chumrah not to talk till after you have the afikomen at the end of the suda. You are not allowed to be machmir like that. I don't think you should because it will be a bittul of simchas yantiv. And that chumrah doesn't take precedence over your mitzvah daraisa of simchas yantiv. So that far, I'm not saying to be machmir, but from why should you be machmir? What's this chumrah, the Ramah? It's brought in the Ramah. What's this chumrah? Well, welcome home, Michal. Welcome home, Lavi. Wow. Amazing, amazing. It doesn't feel right. Like, you know, since I pass a guy in yeshiva from a long distance, I'm a lot closer to both.
Wow. Let's go. Michal, go.
So what's this inyan? Chevra, what's this inyan? Lavi, what's this inyan? Not to talk from al achilas matzah till after afikayim. It's a few minutes. What's the inyan, Herschel? So the real me'ikr d'din. Welcome. Sheves achim gam yachad. Excellent. The ikr adin. The real halacha, when I say real, midairaisa, according to Hillel, we used to have a sandwich. We had a sandwich of the carbon Pesach with matzah, with marar, al tzuzamen, all together. The pasuk by carbon Pesach says, al matzais umirayrim yoichlu. They should be eaten together with matzah and marar. So bizman shebeis mishay kayim, Hillel would eat the matzah, marar, and carbon Pesach. It was a steak sandwich, and he'd eat it together. So we want really to have matzah and marah together. That's why I'm telling the guys, the Ramah, not to talk. From the bracha on matzah, when you wash for the matzah, till after the afikayim, till after the kairach, the sandwich, don't talk, because the best way of eating matzah is with the marah. So Frezel Akasha, so why don't we just eat it, matzah and marah together? What's our deal? Why are we playing games? Why are we eating matzah alone, marah alone, and then going to kairach? If the best way is having the sandwich, the matzah and marah tzazamen together, go straight to kairach. Elia, what's our deal that we do matzah then marah, and here I have to do a whole shtick, don't talk, because I want my bracha al achilas matzah to go and be chal on matzah and marah together. Now, I'd like to share with the chevra, once you start a mitzvah as a mashal, bedikas chametz, somebody's going to make a bracha on bedikas chametz, are you allowed to talk in the middle of your bedika? Let's say it takes 2.5 hours to check a house for chametz, 3 hours. So are you allowed to talk during those 3 hours? The answer is yes. Once you begin a mitzvah, the bracha was chal, and me'ikr d'din, you're allowed to talk. It's taiv not to talk, because you're going to get distracted. Your wife's asking you a question during bedika, it is foolishness not to answer. Because of the chumra of not talking, better to be machmir of a shalom bayis and talk to your wife. You have to have values.
Without any,
so, what? About whatever she wants to talk about. But it's taiv not to talk during the bedikas chametz because you could lose focus. So it's taiv not to talk. The rule is, once you began the mitzvah, there's no iser to talk. So why am I saying not to talk? I ate my matzah. Why am I saying not to talk before Kairach? I did my mitzvah already. So even if I want to do more of the mitzvah, I'm allowed to talk. Somebody makes a bracha leishei basuka, shouldn't talk till they have a kibbeya v'ayit of food. Once they have a kibbeya v'ayit, they still get more of a mitzvah, yet you're allowed to talk. So why am I saying not to talk till you do Kairach? What am I saying? What I'm saying is because the ikur matzahs with maror. It's not stam I was yaitza. The ikur matzahs together with maror. So I want the bracha to be chal on that. I don't want the bracha to be chal on matzah alone. I want it to be chal matzah maror. I'm going to explain it to you. Hashkafically, philosophically, I want to connect to the mitzvah and I want to talk about it in a few minutes. But first, I just want you to get the structure of what's happening. So the best is not to talk. Now, why don't we just go right to a sandwich like Hillel used to do? The answer to that secret, and then we're going to learn more. Please bear with me. Matzah b'zman hazeh is a chiyav d'araisa or d'rabbanan chevra? Is a chiyav d'araisa. Marar b'zman hazeh is a chiyav d'rabbanan. Why is that? Matzah b'zman hazeh, this Pesach coming up in a couple of weeks, you have a mitzvah saseh midaraisa to eat matzah. To eat maror, you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, not a daraisa. Why is that? The pasuk to eat maror is al matzais umrayim yechlu. The only verse in the Torah to eat maror is talking about Karban Pesach. And it says concerning the Karban Pesach, you should eat it with matzah and maror. When we have no Karban Pesach, we have no maror. Bizman hazeh, there's no deraisa to eat maror. It's a derabanan to eat maror. Matzah, besides the pasuk of al matzah umrarim yechlu, is another pasuk, be'erev taichlu matzahs. There's a separate pasuk, says be'erev, on the evening, Leila Seder, Taichlu Matzah, should eat matzah. There's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah. So, bizman hazeh, matzah is daraisa, because matzah, besides the pasuk that says to have the Karban Pesach with matzah maror, there's another pasuk that says, be'erev taichlu matzahs. So, matzah is a chiyuv daraisa, bizman hazeh. Maror is not a chiyuv derabana, bizman hazeh. Now, if you're about to eat your matzah, are you allowed to chew bubble gum while you're eating your matzah? Chas v'shalom, it's a hefsek. A derabanan compared to a deraisa is like a dvar arishus. So the marah is like bubble gum, because you have to do your deraisa, Herschel. So I can't have marah while I'm eating the matzah. I can't have marah while I'm eating the matzah. Matzah is deraisa. Marah is derabanan. It's like I'm chewing bubble gum to eat the marah while I'm eating the matzah. So I have no right, Michal, I can't eat the matzah and maror together today because matzah is deraisa, maror is derabanan. If I do the derabanan, it's considered a dvar harishos compared to the deraisa. So it's like chewing bubblegum, it's a hefsek. So I have the matzah, what?
Does that mean dvar what?
Dvar harishos. Compared, it's all relative. Compared to a deraisa, it's considered like I'm just chewing bubblegum. So I have no right to do a derabanan. Bisman beis hamigdash that the matzah is deraisa and maror is deraisa. Eat a sandwich, do both deraisas together. Hunky dory. But bisman hazeh the maror is derabanan, matzah is deraisa. So I have to first eat matzah. Now after I do my matzah, maybe now go right to a sandwich. But now my matzah is bubblegum. Because now I have a chiyuv of derabanan of maror. My matzah, I was yaitz already. I have no chiyuv of matzah. So now the matzah's bubblegum compared to the maror. So I do my derabanan the maror. Now, and only now, I can have a sandwich. It became dvarish just because I was yaitzim my deraisa already. So I have the deraisa, I got my deraisa. Got my derabanan the maror. Now I'm shayach, they're on equal levels to do them together, which is the ikradin to do them together. Now, it excites me. I feel emotional about that halacha that matzah and marah are supposed to be together. I feel emotional about that halacha. It's one of my favorite things the whole Seder night, that the matzah and marah is together. I love that. I love that. That's why I want you to be machmir. There's halacha. Halacha means something. We're loyalists to Hashem. This halacha to me is emotional. This halacha is delightful. I should enjoy the sandwich so much because of this. The matzah and marah tzazamin, al tzazamin in one sandwich. And I'm not even going to talk when I make al natilas yadayim. I won't talk till the sandwich because my ikar matzah, I want it to be with the marah. Al tzazamin, the matzah and marah together. Only together. Last year, one of the chevras spoke before Pesach and said over that the halach is if you swallow marah, you're not yotze. I'm going to explain why, Elia, I want to eat the matzah and marah together in a minute. But a guy said over last year, the halach is if you swallow marah, you're not yotze. I'll tell you my own story. Like any guy, I love when the marah, the different types of marah, different people eat. Some people eat lettuce for the marah. Some people have the radish, horseradish for the marah. Now, good yeshiva guy, you want it hot. I made my own siddurim. It's very easy to get that meshuggah. You just leave it covered. If you leave it uncovered, it gets easy to eat. When I was a youngster making my first siddurim, I wanted a good macho seder. So I wanted the marah to be unbearably crazy for the thrill, for the geschmack. Today, I don't like that at all. I look for the easiest marah, and for the simple reason, I want to be yaitza. And to be yaitza, you're not allowed to swallow marah. You have to eat it. Alachilas marah, you make a bracha, you're supposed to eat it. If it's like that, you just tend to swallow it. You could be not yaitza. First of all, you have to have a kezias. You have to have a nice amount. You have to have a kezias. Achila is ein achila pachas mekezias. So you have to have a kezias and you have to eat it. Eat it means to eat it, not swallow it. When it's that hot, I can't have a kezias and I swallow it. You're probably not yotze. It's even debatable that it's not food. I'm not even sure when it's that hot, it's achila. So today, if I don't make my own siddurim, but I make sure that it's open. I make sure it's stored out. Lettuce is great by me too. Have the lettuce, the romaine lettuce, that's marah. Have a kezias, geschmack. And then really eat a kezias of the marah. I love the halacha, that bala marah la yatza. Every guy in this yeshiva should know that halacha backwards and forwards, because it obviously means you got to process your pain. If I ever heard a halacha, Elia, that's talking to us, if you swallow marah, you're not yatza. You got to feel it. You got to process it. You know what bala marah yatza is? You know bala marah la yatza is when a guy in yeshiva tells me, Rebbe, I'm past my stuff. He was bala as marah and he's la yatza. He's not past diddly squat. He hasn't worked through. He hasn't processed anything. Bala marah la yatza mechol. You hear this halacha? It's like one of the best halachas to say. If you swallow marah, you're not yatza. We got to process our difficulties. Marah, of course, is the mariris, is the difficulties. And you swallow it, you're not yatza. Means to say that we got to process the difficult and hardships we go. We got to cry, we got to grieve, we got to feel, we got to think about, we got to process our things. That's what marah means. You swallow marah, you're not yotze. What I love, Maishla, the matzah and marah go together, is I suspect in the whole process, the matzah is the bread of freedom, even though it's lechem ayni, it does speak about avdus, but of course, the matzah is what we ate when we left Mitzrayim. And the matzah represents the moments of getting out of Mitzrayim. And the marah represents that which was in Mitzrayim. The matzah is the free man, the total free man. And the marah is the mariris, the difficulty. And we have it together because we're machshav both. To any kid at the Seder, the hardest question of the Seder is, we're celebrating get us out, is who put us in. That's the hardest question of the Seder. Is you're celebrating getting out, God put you in. He put you in. So what do you mean you're celebrating getting out? I always say over this Ksav Sefer, it says, Zayveyach Taida, whoever brings a carbon Taida, Yechabdin Nani, has honored me. It says a double nun. It doesn't say Yechabdani, Yechabdin Nani. Says the Medrash, you've given me a double honor, a cryptic magic machal. Says if somebody brings a carbon Taida, Taida is thanking Hashem for Yeshua's, person's healed from sickness, brings a carbon taida. Says the pasuk, if you bring a taida, you've honored me double mo. Yechabdin nani, you've honored me. It says a double nun avla, covered achar covered. What's the double honor? Says the Ksav Sefer, if you thank Hashem for healing you from sick, means that you appreciate the kasha of being sick. So otherwise, who made you sick to heal you? So the Teret says, Hashem, the whole thing, I got somewhere from the whole process. I thank you for the Yeshua, and we're human beings. But we're thank the whole process brought me somewhere. It's not just saying, I'm so thankful I got out. The whole process brought me somewhere. It might be one of the most important vartim in the yeshiva, because this is actually an environment where people process their difficulties, where it's not swept under the rug, it's not ignored. People talk, people cry, people feel. And we're human beings, and I find it fascinating. Is Marar Bismana Zed Daraisa? No, what is that? What is that? When we have Geula, when we have a Karban Pesach, Marar is Daraisa. Today, Marar is the Rabbanan. To me, there's something so deep. When you have Yeshua's salvation, the Marar could be a Chi of Daraisa. You could feel the goodness in the Marar. When you don't have salvation, you're not Mechoyim Daraisa to eat Marar. You can't eat Marar Daraisa. You can have a Rabbanan, a Zecher, a remnant. When things are good, you're in a safe place. You could actually like almost appreciate the difficulty and the journey to get to the safe place. So when you have the geula, when you have Karban Pesach, then you have a chi of daraisa for Marar. We have no Karban Pesach, Marar is the Rabbanan. I think that's a wonderful halacha. But we eat together the matzah and Marar is a recognition that I'm celebrating the salvation and the difficulty. That the whole journey brought me somewhere. The journey brought me somewhere. There is no teretz without a kasha. We discussed this morning. There is no teretz without a kasha. Till you're bothered, you don't get the terutzim. Michal, like this. The whole way the Seder is structured is a question and answer. Kana ben shoyl. Manish tana alay lazeh. Question and answer. That we're mechoyev to do the second, the mitzvah, the second kais, we do Haggadah. The way it's structured is question and answer. Kana ben shoyl. The way things go most deeply into you is when you have a kasha. I gave the guys an example, and they're countless. I'm giving it because it just happened to me. All of us are trying to daven for Eretz Yisrael for the matziv. And it is normal, we're 6 months in, you get a little tired and you lose focus to the matzib. That is normal. It's like, oh, the war. And like we say, the capital tillim, like it's not geschmack. When people, after a long time, they say, share, and the chazan like does, it's like, oh, no. And then you get to a real frum and he's doing two kapitlach. You're like, oh. After a Thursday daven, now you're adding two kapitlach tillim. How do we daven and mean it and pray and be? So I was very, very tired out. And like disconnecting, there's a matzav in Klal Yisrael, I was disconnecting personally. Something happened, a man in the mall got in my face and said, get out of Gaza. And I started thinking a thought that before I met the guys here, I would have ignored and I wouldn't have admitted to the thought to myself. Because I thought the goal is to be robotic. So before I met you, I would have just pushed away the thought, Herschel. I would have, like, denied it. I had an incredibly selfish thought that I actually said, if Hashem made me this way, I'm going to talk to myself. And I saw I was very selfish. Do you know I was thinking, Netanyahu, could you knock it off already? You're bothering me. You're making wars in Eretz Yisrael, and some guy in the mall is bothering me. Could you stop already, Netanyahu? Stop. I couldn't believe how selfish Hashem made me. I'm blaming God even when I say that over. I'm so selfish. I was worried, la vie, for me. Could you stop? But I can't fake that. That's a thought I had. Real. Very, very self-centered. Could you stop? You know, when it's theoretical, should he fight? Shouldn't we have some coffee room argument in BMG? It's okay. I don't care. Yeah, no, maybe. We could at the dining room, we talk. This was personal. You're messing with me. I'm tired already. I don't want to put you. See what you're doing to me? I have to be at the mall and a guy gets in my face? Netanyahu, stop. Poor my son, Maishi. Welcome home, Aishua. Maishi's had almost from the most in my life, from the biggest influences in my life, is my son, Maishi. When I speak about this sugya of learning, that I'm slowly learning to acknowledge feelings and thoughts and not sweep them under the rug. I've been taught a lot. I've learned a lot. A Ben who's machkim is Av, who makes his father smarter. He's a Rebbe of mine in this area, Maish. And Maish, I saw like tremendously selfish thoughts. Can Netanyahu stop already? Can he stop? Like, what's he doing to me? I promise I felt that deeply, deeply. Now you could say, Kalish, that's so selfish. That's quite selfish, what I felt. Do you know I was able then, after acknowledging that thought's a real thought, is a real thought. This is so tiring, it's so crazy. What are you doing to me? Do you know I then thought about it instead, because I'm close to my son, Maish, because of guys here, and I started having a conversation with myself, because I needed to have a conversation. Do you know, I started thinking, Kesh, what do you want? Okay, so let's stop the war. 1 second, they're Yidden underground by Gaza. They're Yidden by Hamas. So what are you saying, Daniel? So should we just leave them? Just leave them, that's what you're saying? And I promise you, emotionally, I felt all of a sudden, let's go, don't you dare stop the war. And I started davening harder. So the kasha of a selfishness actually allowed me to get things into my bones in a more. Before I had the kasha, the selfish thought, I wasn't davening so stark. I'm back in with the tillim. Since then, I'm back in hard. Let's go. I don't like when people are just mumbling the tillim. There are people stuck in the ground. There are people buried under the ground, starving, yidden. Let's daven. Let's go. But I only had that emotional feeling because I had a kasha, because I had a selfish thought. If you learn to acknowledge and to feel and to process things, so then you have terutzim. There are no terutzim without kashas. Wow. Without a friction, without a difficulty, you don't get anywhere. Bachur Mabadir, the learning, this is very dry. I learned my Seder. If you don't have a kasha, you're never getting to a test. You just push it away. Oh, I'm just stupid. I'm so bad. Shame. No, you have a kasha. God made it tire. I want to connect to it. Hey, there's a problem. I'm not. Hey, what do I? The kashas bring terutzim. Kashas bring to terutzim. The way the Seder is structured is question and answer. Now, that's not a side point to the Seder. That's not a side point to the Seder. That's the story of Galus and Gula. Gula's only from processing Galus, working through, figuring out, responding. It's not a side point to the Seder that happens to be the way to say Shiurim. There's no such. We the Shabbos Kodesh, we had real learning in the Beis Medrash. That was real learning because we had a kasha that people were bothered by. And guys handled and said to Ruth, some guys were bothered by Akasha. There was a word in the Gemara that was sure. Guys said some incredible to Ruth some afterwards, subsequently. Really crazy stuff. That's how learning works. That's when a teretz becomes real, when Akasha was real. When Akasha troubled us, when Akasha bothered and moved us, then the teretz becomes real. That's the structure of the Seder, because the story of the night, that the galus and the difficulty and working through produces the geula. If you think about our very story, when we cried in galus, vaye anchu, when we processed and we cried, we were saved and we had the geula. That's the very story of the geula. That's the very story that happens of the geula. So this way it's structured, the Seder, is why I like the matzah and marah together, that it's a sandwich. That ultimately the matzah, which represents my freedom, and the marah that caused the problem, they're eaten as one because they're one sugya. The marah leads to the matzah, and I eat them as one. The marah and processing my marah leads to the matzah, leads to the chairs. And the inyan is to eat them together. Of course, it's galus. And in galus, we can't really have them together. In galus, the marah remains somewhat elusive. It's only the rabbanan. The matzah is the raisa. So because of that, we have matzah. We celebrate the chayrus we do have, the good we do have. The marah, we have a chi of the rabbanan, and we're trying to process it. But after we do matzah, then we do marah, we have it together. I'll mention a beautiful kasha. We're learning, I like the fact that we're learning machshav and halacha together, because it's one Torah. So I'll mention a beautiful kasha of the crazy Gaplesi, a stunning kasha. If somebody eats matzah and forgets to do eseba, there's a mitzvah, perhaps midrabanan, machlaikis rishainim, but pashtos a mitzvah derabanan, to do eseba, by the matzah and the dalet kaisis, to do it leaning. If somebody forgets to do matzah beseba, what must they do? Welcome home, Maishla. They must have.
Welcome home,
Maishla. Maishla is here. Fresh chasen.
Whoa! Oh, what the? So if you forget to lean by the matzah, you have to welcome home, Maishla. Here. Welcome, Maishla.
The rule is if somebody forgets matzah, the seba. They get to lean, they have to have another kezayis of matzah beseba. And the Ramah says this halacha, if you forget matzah beseba. Now that second kezayis is a chi of the Rabbanan pashtus. Haseba is a chi of the Rabbanan. Matzah is a mitzvah d'araisa, haseba is the Rabbanan. Here's a guy who was supposed to do matzah beseba and he forgot. So what does he have to do, Herschel? He has to do matzah again. Really, we want to do matzah and marah tzazamin. Why can't we do matzah and marah together, Herschel? Because matzah is the raisa, marah is the rabbanon.
Bubblegum.
If you forget a seba, now your matzah is the rabbanon, so do right with marah. Why does the Ramah say, if you forget matzah ve seba, you should do matzah again, then do marah? If you forget matzah beseba, go right to Kairach. Kalish, you want the sandwich together. Now your matzah and marah is both the rabbanon. Because now you did your chi of the rice of matzah, you just forgot heseba. Heseba is a din the rabbanon. So mid the rabbanon do matzah again, so do matzah and marah, it's a zamen. Now your matzah and marah are both equal, they're both the rabbanon. Yisrael, you hear the crazy places, Kasha, one more time. Why don't we have matzah and marah together today? Because matzah is a chi of daraisa, b'zman hazeh, marah is the rabbanon. Marah is only daraisa when you have Karban Pesach. The only source in our Torah to eat marah is the pasuk al matzah sumrayim yachlu that says by Karban Pesach. Matzah, besides the pasuk al matzah sumrayim yachlu, which we don't have Karban Pesach today, is a separate pasuk be'erev taichlu matzahs. So matzah is the raisa b'zman hazeh, marah is the rabbanon. Therefore, you cannot eat them together. When you do a rabbanon with the daraisa, it's like a dvar rishus. It's like chewing bubble gum with the matzah. It's a hefsek. So we do our daraisa matzah. Then we do marah alone. Then we have a sandwich together. Frek the crate. Yes, Martha. What? If you do them together, it's a whole other shmooze. If you do them together, that's a very good shayla. If you would do it together, we would do it best saber. That's a very, very good shayla. What did you say, Hudi?
Maybe that the mahal should actually be do matzah without leaning. They have to go straight having it together.
Great question. Great question. What? Hudi says, like, I want to even ask deeper than the crazy of a place. See, I have a trick. Do matzah b'li haseba to do your daraisa. The Rabbanan said to do a seba, do then a matzah and marer together. Like, do it on purpose. Fair question. The answer to him will answer this also, but it's a good question. Yet one more time, Avi, I want you to have Shloim, I want you to have the Rebellious and Ibn Shitz's Kasha.
I want to get back.
Kalish likes doing what? What do we like doing? Matzah Marat Tzazamin. Why do we do it together? Because the solution and the problem are one and the same.
I'm telling you.
Marar is the problem, is the marir, is the difficulty. Matzah is the solution. When we got out, we ate matzah. And we eat it together because the problem led to the solution.
But
why can't we do it? So Bizman Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're going to do, Shloimele. So why can't we do matzah marat together today? Because Bizman Azeh, matzah is daraisa, and marah is drabanan. The only source to marah in the whole Torah is a pasuk by Karban Pesach that says eat it with matzah and marah. There is no other source to eat marah in the Torah.
Okay.
So today we have no Karban Pesach, we have no marah midaraisa. It's only drabanan. Matzah, besides the pasuk by Karban Pesach, which says to eat with matzah and marah, is another pasuk verse in the Torah where it says be'erev toichlu matzahs, eat matzahs on erev, on the night of Pesach. So matzah bizman hazeh elya is daraisa. Marah bizman hazeh is drabanan. You can't do a daraisa with the drabanan. That's like chewing bubble gum. The drabanan compared to daraisa is called the dvar harishus. You can't do a dvar harishus with the daraisa. It's a hefsek. So therefore, I have to do matzah alone, Shleima. Now, once I do matzah alone, now my marah is the rabbanan, and my matzah is not a chiv at all. So now the matzah will be bubblegum to the marah. So I do the marah. Noch them do matzah and marah together. So that's what we do. We do matzah, then marah, then the sandwich. Klar Yisrael. Frekt Reb Yonis and Eibshitz, if you forgot to do a seba by matzah, the Ramah brings, it's a rush, that you repeat the matzah be haseba. There's a chiyuv de rabbanan to do a seba, to eat your matzah be haseba, leaning to your left. If you forget to do a seba, so you got to eat the matzah again.
Wait a minute.
Frekt and Eibshitz, if I forget matzah be haseba, so midaraisa I was yaitza matzah. The Rabbanan, I wasn't, because they said to do a seba. So now go right to Karach. Now your matzah and marah are both the Rabbanan.
A seba is the Rabbanan.
You've leveled, it was assuming a seba is the Rabbanan.
I know.
What?
I agree, you are.
Did you say it was the only thing that was missing? Sorry. Is that the
Rabbanan? A seba is a chiv, the Rabbanan. Midu Rabbanan, you're not Yotze. So if I forget matzah be'seba, my matzah and marah should be on equal terms. The pashtus in halacha is that a seba is considered Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yonis Naibshis, yes. Rabbi Yonis Naibshis is going with that pashtus. There's no pasuk in the Torah to do a seba. The Rambam, yeah. That's a this is Rabbi Yonis Naibshis's kasha. Herschel, you hear the kasha? Avi, the kasha's klar? No.
Okay, so the Rambam.
Okay, I understand. We're assuming right now. We're assuming why
you're doing this. No, I agree with you. Oh, it's just. See that?
What, Morty? Yeah. So now, if I forgot matzah to do a seba, the Rabbanan are mechayiv me to eat matzah again. So now I should go right to Karach. My matzah became the Rabbanan, and my mar is the Rabbanan. Go right to the sandwich. That's if you're innocent. You like the kasha, Elia? Start.
Don't. Me too.
What is Elia?
Yeah, the matzah turns into Rabbanan because of the seba.
Because since I missed Haseba, the Rabbanan tell me to do matzah again. Midarais, I don't have to do matzah again. Since I missed Haseba, the Rabbanan tell me to do matzah again.
I will keep going.
What Yehuda Shwimmer is saying, and the Prima Gadim, one of the great, great Achrayim, says like Chaykel, And what Chaikel's saying is, since the Rabbanan told you to do the Daraisa again, so that's called Daraisa. The Prima Gadim says if the Rabbanan tell you how to do a Daraisa and you don't listen to the Rabbanan, you're not Yaitzim a Daraisa. So what Chaikel's saying, if the Rabbanan told you to do your Daraisa Veseba, the rice of matzah be'aseba, you don't do aseba, so you still have your daraisa to do. Because the Rabbana told you how to do the daraisa. The Prima Gadim says this, not to this question. According to Yehuda, so the kasha is not a kasha. Marar is solely a Rabbanan today. The Rabbanan said eat marar, there's no daraisa. Matzah, when I don't do aseba, so the Rabbanan said you didn't do your daraisa yet. Because they said to do the daraisa on that oifen. The Prima Gadim says, if the Rabbanan tell you how to do a Daraisa, and you don't listen to the Rabbanan, you're not Yotzim a Daraisa. They have a right to tell you how to do your Daraisa. So if they told you to do your Daraisa be'aseba and you missed Teseba, you still have to go back to your Daraisa, Matzah. Yeah, they're allowed to like say how to do the Daraisa. So it comes out that Dim Tse Matzah and Marah. Marah, the Rabbanan told you a new Marah, a new Chiyuv. Solely, it's a pure Rabbanan. Matzah, the Rabbanan said to do your Daraisa v'achilas Matzah be'aseba. If you miss the Seba, you still have your Chiyuv Daraisa. The Prima Gadim says like Chaikel, very intelligent Chaikel. So according to the Prima Gadim, we have a good answer that Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz is Kasha. Where Rabbana tell you how to do the Raisa Kiddush. Midaraisa, you just have to say you don't need Kais Yayin. Midarabana, you need a Kais Yayin. According to the Prima Gadim, if you wouldn't do a Kais Yayin, you're not Yaitza Midaraisa. Because the Rabbana tell you how to do a Daraisa. You have to listen to how they tell you. If you don't do it, you're not Yaitza Midaraisa. There are other examples of this.
Like what?
Probably that Taisvis with Rosh Yavur B'Sukkah, you might B'Sukkah, right? Be another example. Good Rebbezi. It's making good trouble, I'm proud of you. What?
No, it's not!
If what?
Because I'm going to tell you how to do this all the time. That's how we live.
Did you ever get to go back and tell you?
Well, according to him, Midaraisa was unfulfilled because the Rabbanan said to do that Baseba. That's what Chaikel's saying. Very stark. You like what Chaikel's saying? Stark already. Yeah. I don't want to just talk in theory, Chevra. The practical, we're talking practically. Some the Allah is good to know. I asked the Chevra if you could be Machmir, Chevra. When you make that bracha washing for matzah, don't talk. Allah chilas matzah, do your mitzvah of matzah, do your mitzvah of marar, then do kairach, then talk to your heart's desire. But don't talk till after kairach. It's a little hard in a family. A lot's going on. And people are schmoozing galore. And there's matzah marar kairach being passed around. I like this. It's a ramah. I'm sharing with you. Don't make a macha to your family. They'll be schmoozing. Lahalacha. One is allowed. It's a good zach. I want the bracha. Allah chilas matzah. I want. The Ramah says the bracha should go on your kairach. On your ikar mitzvah on the sandwich. So it's a good zach not to talk. But don't make a macha on anybody else. And if you have to talk, negeah the inyan. So I'm saying somebody could pass the charoses for the kairach, or you have to talk for something, so for the mara, so you could talk for the inyan, but not to talk about other things. To not be mafsik, you're trying to get your bracha, alachilas matzah, on that sandwich, on that kairach. After kairach, talk away, the suda starts. After kairach, that begins the suda, so certainly one can talk then. But that was the eitzah for this. Where's Shlomo? Shlomo here?
Yeah.
You have a guitar here, Shlomo? My Shlang's here. Let's do something.
Do
you want to take this?
Where's my Shlang?
My Shlang.
Yeah.
Matzah first,
then more. I would think more than matzah.
You have to absorb the goodness.
No, but then you absorb the goodness, not the butter.
I'm not sure. It's interesting. Interesting thought. Interesting thought. Hudi said something that he said, Bisman Azeh, that we don't just have a sandwich, we have matzah then maror. Everything's very exact. Nothing's. And he said, often you have to first absorb the goodness. Before you could ever tell somebody the maror is okay, he has to absorb goodness first. And I think he's completely right. Completely right. I know a guy. I'm not trying to learn from the world of therapy. Everything's in the Torah. We don't need one word from the Goyim. It's all in the Torah. I promise all the Torah. I know a guy who works with people and they visit dark places. He says he first gets a guy, tell me your safe place. And the guy thinks about a very safe, comforting, comfortable matziv. From his safe place, he can visit difficult place. It's pashut like that. A guy first, you can't tell anybody to visit a dark place till they have a very good safe place. So says Hudi, first matzah. First I'm in my good place. First I have to feel and experience the kindness of Hashem. From that place I can visit the maror, and from that place I can have a sandwich understanding my whole journey. That's what Hudi intelligently says. Very stark.
You can play whatever you want.
Where's Mo? Where's Maish?
Ah.
No, I don't know. Are you into You Are Not Alone? You know the newest, the second to newest Zushi? You like that one? So let's do that for Maish.
I don't know how to play it yet.
Welcome home, Maishla.
I can't do this without.
Sing Chevra, we've been singing this a lot lately, but now we're talking being mispala. Let's do lesser sharecha, shari shemai. Let's
do
Yeah.
Shamayim b'sach Ve'atzar echatav Lanu zeta Ve'atzar echatav Lanu zeta Shana Shamayim b'sach.
I like Chazer here. Michal is back. Both Michals are back. Lavi, Maishlein. We try to like Chazer over this man. Michal, I need to play some. Both Michals, I need to play a song. I need to ask Yehuda to come forward. There's a song, Yehuda Krupke, if you could play, there's a song that became like a rallying cry in the yeshiva. One of the holy Yidden who was nifter and killed for being a Yid, on Simchas Torah, a week before he was nifter, he sang in his car the song Aleikai Neshamash Nesatabi Torah. And it became like a rallying cry song in the yeshiva to the purity of every single yid. This yid sang it and was an experience of it. Shleim, if you'll sing with Yehuda, we'll all join in. We all should join in. Come, Yehuda. You like this song, Mo? Ella kind of show. You saw the video. Really? You got it, if you can. We showed it to the whole yeshiva, big screen. I have to show you. Seen the video? You have to see this guy sing it. Where's Nachum? Could somebody ask Nachum to post it back on the chat? The link of that original guy singing. You saw that video. You saw the video, right? Let's go, Herschel.
Sato be
Oh,
It's very appropriate. Yehuda picked those words. Leiv tar broli aleikim. It's mamish the song of this week. This past Shabbos was Parshas Parah, and Parah is besides being a mitzvah to read certain kriya, it's a prayer to Hashem. It's a prayer for Hashem, for Kedusha and Tara. We're thinking about the formation of our people, and we want to get in touch with our purity. Alekai Neshamash Nesata B'Tayrai was the first song. We want to get in touch with that Tara. And we read Parshas Parah, it's a prayer to Hashem, for the Kedusha and Tara, for the purity of Klal Yisrael, to dig into our purity. The words Leiv Tar Brali Aleikim was a prayer of David HaMelech after he had sinned with Bathsheba. And the Yisayit of sin, as he says, is a person's senses, feels detached from who they are, from sin clouds a person and makes them lose touch of who they are and what they are. Rabbi Shapiro spoke on Shabbos and said the main challenge of our day is shame. I can't agree with him more. We have a tremendous sense as an exposed generation that we're puzzled. We've seen, we've heard, we've done, and a lot of shame, and it's not true. There's a line in the Sfasemes, this is not just one line, he speaks about this many times. He says that at war, as one example, he says this vart, I'm struggling to learn Sfasemes for the last few years, and I struggle to understand his pieces, but this is like a theme that I always bump into over and over in Sfasemes. And he speaks about somebody has to leave war, a soldier. It doesn't say who has Averis has to leave war. If somebody's afraid of Averis Shebiyada, he has to leave the war. The Lushan is somebody who's scared of the Averis that they have. Doesn't say if you have Averis, you have to leave the war. If you're afraid, if their Averis are causing you to not understand your identity, you have to leave the war. If because of the difficulties you're forgetting who you are, you have to leave the war. And sin makes cloudiness, people think detached from their Kedusha and their Tara. David HaMelech, Davin, Leiv Tar, Brali, Elikim. Create for me a Leiv Tar. Let me get back in touch with that place of purity. It's like literally the prayer of our day. Leiv Tar, Brali, Elikim, V'ruach, Nachain, and a correct spirit, Chadesh, Bekirbi, reinvigorate in me. This fire, this passion, this awareness of who I am, let me have it back. So it's actually the song of this week, of Parshas Parah, when all of Klal Yisrael's davening, for Kedusha V'Tara, you picked it. Let's do the Leiv Tar that everybody knows.
I'll give you a key.
He's got it. Oh, that one we could do?
Oh, sorry.
That one's good too also. That one's good. The one we used to say in Shiva. Doesn't Kalbach have a Leiv Tar?
He had a Leiv Tar.
That the one you just did was Kalbach's Leiv Tar? You like this one I just said? So let's all sing this one. Let's go.
I'm
av navon chadesh mekirbi oy le
my song. That's what he was doing before. Oh. Which one do you want?
Then he was looking for the lid.
That one, you got it right. That was perfect. That also works. Let's go.
So
keep going.
It was his, but he did it. I didn't tell him.
This for
you, Rebessa. Yeah.
wanted to end. Rabbi said before second Seder. After we end, there'll be second Seder. There'll be a minyan for Mincha at 6:30 in the Beis Medrash. Well, we haven't davened yet. Before we, I want to close, Lavi, the last thing, I want to close with something about Hallel. Very briefly, 5 minutes. I feel, Lavi, that Hallel, a few things have been like marked this year. Shabbos has been like very, very highlighted this year. I feel like Hallel has been very marked by Hashem. We were in the middle of saying Hallel when the situation happened. What happened, we literally, Klal Yisrael was in the middle of Hallel and everything burst out. So I feel like we've been pointed to Hallel. In the yeshiva, Shloima said a vart, Yehuda made a song on Shloima's vart, on Hallel. So Hallel's been, in general, Tehillim, all of Klal Yisrael is connecting to Tehillim in incredible ways. Shlomo Edelstein and I were talking how much he was describing his own connection to Tehillim in his family situation. All of Klal Yisrael's connected to Tehillim. Hallel is part of Tehillim. So I wanted to close for 5 minutes, Lavi, with one quick word on Hallel. In yeshiva, we started, Shmuel Salzberg gets the credit, Hudi pushed it, Avi pushed it. We started a whole chabur that's learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. We have a shiur every single day, Bein Hasdarim, and we've really started to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara in the yeshiva. Reb Fisher, who gets the credit in Eretz Yisrael and his yeshiva, and Reb Fisher's, has made a big, big push on Hilchos Lashon Hara. And in Yeshiva Shmuel Salzberg started it here. Reuven Yona gets tremendous credit, started a chabur at night, learning Shmiras HaLashon. So it's something that's become very big in Yeshiva. So we didn't have Lashon Hara Shiur today. The rest of this man, we're focusing it on Pesach. But I want to say a quick word, Hallel Lashon Hara. We're going to do it Yanei Pesach. But I want to say something on Hallel Maish related to Lashon Hara. What'd you say?
No, I'm just, you're giving me a shyness in Lashon right now.
Not only we'll tie it in. In Hallel, Lavi Michal, in Hallel, we say, on the Leil HaSeder, we're going to say Hallel. The fourth kais is going to be the kais on Hallel. We have a mitzvah. It's the only time all year that we say Hallel at night. Representing the clarity that is Pesach, there is no night. We say Hallel Mamish Balayla. It says about Pesach, a pasuk says Laila Kalot Yom Yairu. It's a day that the night becomes light like day. So in Hallel we say B'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim. The Jewish people left Egypt. Beis Yaakov. The Jewish nation may Am Loyes. Now, Am Loyes can simply be translated as a foreign nation, but the word Laz, is any of the yeshivas learning Gittin this year?
French.
Nobody is? Gittin, what does the word Laz mean? Targum, Laz is French. But what does Laz mean? Lashon Amzar means a foreign nation. But what else? We might see Laz. Means to say Lashon Hara on somebody. We might see Laz. Laz is when you cast aspersions on somebody. You say bad stuff. So says the Netziv's nephew, the Baruch Sha'amar, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes. We left the nation of Lashon Haranics. And what does that mean? They were Am Loyes. They were a nation of Laznics. They spoke Lashon Hara on us. Now, very, very simple and shallow understanding, though true, is before you ever do a genocide, before Paro can ever kill us, you first have to make fun of us. You do a smear campaign, people are not going to agree to kill a nation, you first have to put them down. So what Mitzrayim did, and always before a campaign of killing, is first the smear campaign. Forever knows about the Holocaust. Of course, the Germans, of course, Yimach Shemam, they're the ones who carried out a tremendous murder of our people. But the church gets tremendous, tremendous blame. because for hundreds of years there was a smear campaign against the Jewish people. And before it's carried out a genocide, you first have to knock people. So Mitzrayim, before they knocked us, there was a campaign of smearing us. And of course, Paro, if you read Pesukim in the Torah, Paro said about a people who are very big loyalists. We're loyal people, having mispalel b'shloim shel malchus. We've always been loyal to the nations we're in. But Paro said about us that we're disloyal. He said, lest the nations attack us and they'll join in with that nation. Paro gave a smear campaign against the Jewish people. So the simple pshat is Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and Beis Yaakov left the nation of Lashon Haranix. But what's much deeper true is that the Golos itself was Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim wanted a Shmiris HaLashon campaign because Lashon Hara is the Iker thing of Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu, when two Yidden spoke Lashon Hara Dasam Aviram, said, Achei Noida Davar, now I know why we're in Golos. Lashon Hara and Golos are very associated because Golos is when the Yid is pressed down and is hidden. There's Hester Panim, and the Yid looks like not a prestigious. You can't tell this is the nation of Hashem. That is Golos. Lashon Hara is the mocking, the putting down, the dishonoring of a Yid. To leave Golos is to leave a world of Lashon Hara. To leave a world where Yid's honor is not, Yid's honor is pushed down. So we speak about Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim Yaakov. Yaakov represents the Yid in his simple form. The Yid who's the most vulnerable to Lashon Hara. Yisrael is the Yid in his pristine form. Yaakov is the Yid in his regular form. And Beis Yaakov was put in a matzav of Lashon Hara. Feeling nothing special, not recognizing with the Am Hashem, not in touch with their Kedusha and Tara. That is the spitz of Golos. Beis Yaakov was an Am Loyes, was surrounded by a people who was saying Lashon Hara on them, and we burst out of that. That's the Geula. Anybody who cares about Geula, stop speaking Lashon Hara, stop knocking the Yid. That's the spitz of Geula. Rav Fisher's yeshiva is a place of geula. People growing, discovering, uncovering. Durham is a place of geula. It's a place that's not just saying Mashiach's coming. It's a tzipisa l'Yeshua. It's a hoping. It's a kilishuas l'kivinu kol hayom. A kivui for salvation. Stop saying Lashon Hara. Stop putting down another yid. Say good on yidden. We ended Megillas Esther. We ended Megillas Esther with words, and remember, you're supposed to connect the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Nisan, Saimich Geula Geula. And we ended that Mordechai HaTzadik was Dairish Taiv La'amai. He sought good for Klal Yisrael, the opposite of Lashon Hara. The opposite of seeing bad, of saying bad. He sought good for his people. Dairish Taiv La'amar. V'doiver Shalom L'chol Zarei. He spoke shalom, peaceful things for all of Klal Yisrael. So I want to say in our Lashon Hara, working on Lashon Hara, that's something that we're working on Geula. I'm not putting down Yidden. The Chavetz Chaim, who thought a lot and spoke a lot, how we're the ikvus of the Mashiach, we're the footsteps of Mashiach. The Chavetz Chaim had a suitcase waiting with clothing, with things, items waiting to greet Mashiach. The Chavetz Chaim sent around a survey to many, many Rabbanim asking how many Kehanim you have in your tzibur. How many Kehanim are learned? He was trying to mobilize when the Beis HaMikdash comes that we all should know the halachas. He thought about it a lot. And he said, let's stop speaking bad on Yidden. Let's speak good and see good in Yidden. So that's the call. Klal Yisrael, in Hallel we say, we left Am Loyes, a nation of Laznics. I think in the contrast, we have witnessed in our day a Yid in a very bad state being held by a guy. We have 100 Yidden right now that are sitting there, beautiful Yidden held in a bad state. And of course, we want them back in our hands, so Yidden have to be safe in our hands. By us, a Yid safe. By us, a Yid celebrated. One of the great pictures, Lavi, Hashem drew. Did you have this in Eretz Yisrael? Ariel and Lavi together. Beautiful, beautiful. Ariel, did you remember when it first happened? People were very worried about us seeing bad pictures with our eyes. Seeing pictures, very, very gruesome pictures. Lemaisa Hashem drew for us all. All of us know that there are 100 yidden right now in very, very vulnerable positions. And one of the great pictures in our mind is the yid coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And the whole city comes out and cheering and screaming. In our minds, we have to make sure that Yidden are safe by us. Golos is a Yid as laz. People are saying bad on a Yid. And Geula is the clear goodness of a Yid coming out, the clear goodness. So I say to us all, we should see in our days the goodness of Yidden. Haramas Karen Yisrael, restoration of the pride of Klal Yisrael. Yidden in good hands, safe by us. So let's all of us be mechazik to see good in Yid and to say good. In order to do that, we have to say and see good in ourselves. Then we should say and see good about other Yid, and Yid should be safe. In our hands, a Yid is celebrated, a Yid is appreciated, a Yid is noticed. We left Amloyes, a nation of Lazniks, who said bad on Yid and who looked bad at Yid. So we should be zeichet to such a matzvah, but you'd see it from Amloyes to a matzvah where Yidden are respected and celebrated. Thank you, Rabbi Yisai. Second Seder now, 6:30.